Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can you describe the soreness or the pain that you're feeling, and when did that start?
Yeah, that probably started a couple weeks ago when I first got down here. I've been hitting since, you know, early November and working out since early November. And once I got down here, hit on the field, hitting outside, and just thought it'd be best to, you know, I just felt a little soreness just up in the shoulder, and, you know, nothing, you know, alarming, nothing that I was like, hey, we need to, you know, really check this out. So I said, hey, we got plenty of time going into spring training. Let's, you know, take it slow these next couple of days, make sure everything's right, and then, you know, kind of go from there.
Aaron, as you know, the talk of the offseason has been the science-delay investigation in the Houston Astros. I'd like your comments as to the fallout of the MLB investigation, and also specifically on Cody Bellinger saying that Jose Altuve stole the MVP in 2017 from you.
Yeah, the Astros thing is tough. That's, yeah, you know, especially in the offseason. For me, you know, the offseason, especially, you know, when guys are, you know, free agents are signing, you know, that's the stuff I want to hear about. I want to hear about some of my buddies and peers and, you know, teammates, you know, signing big deals and setting their families up for life, you know. And all I ever heard or saw on TV when I turned on MLB Network or ESPN was, you know, baseball stealing, baseball sign stealing, cheating, cheating, cheating. And that's, you know, as first and foremost as a fan, you know, I grew up a fan of baseball, and I don't want to see that. You know, I know little kids, you know, I don't want little kids who, you know, look up to us and look up to, you know, us and treat us like it's, like we're superheroes, you know, seeing, you know, daddy, who's, you know, why is so-and-so cheating? What's happening with that? You know, so that was the toughest thing for me, was seeing just all the talk about cheating, man, and kind of just destroy the, you know, reputation this great game has. You know, this game's given me so many great things and given so many, you know, players around the league, you know, so many great things. And it was tough to watch, you know. And, you know, through the whole thing, you know, once it came out, you know, I was pretty mad, pretty upset, you know, to know that we were probably, you know, cheated out of a possibility of, you know, making it to the World Series. Because as a kid, that's, you know, forget the individual awards, forget how many games you win, how many homers you hit. It's about, you know, winning a World Series, you know, winning a World Series with your team and fighting until the very end, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the game, you know, to be that last team that's standing, you know. And to hear that you got cheated out of that opportunity, that's tough to kind of, you know, let go, you know. But that's why I'm glad we can talk about this now, so we can let it go and move on to 2020, because we got a pretty good team and a lot of important things we want to do. But yeah, cheating thing was tough. It was, you know, I really wasn't a fan of the punishment. I thought that was a little weak for, you know, a player-driven scheme, that no players, you know, involved got any punishments. And then with Bellinger, man, agree with a lot of the things he said, you know. And he went out there and spoke his mind, and, you know, I really, you know, don't want to get into the, you know, the whole, you know, if Altuve stole a, you know, MVP or not, because that really don't matter. You know, it's over with, man. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, it's, I got to make sure next time I don't keep the vote so close, I guess, you know. Try to go out there and win it outright, you know, so there's no, you know, no question, you know. So he won it, and, you know, that's how it is. And that stuff, the whole thing, even, you know, thinking about, you know, who it affected. You know, it didn't only affect us as the Yankees. You know, it affected, like I said earlier, the fans of the game, you know, and even other guys, the guys that lost their jobs because of it, guys that, you know, went into Houston and got beat up a little bit and never made it back to the big leagues. You know, that's another thing for me that's, you know, kind of really can't tolerate that, you know, for the guys that are going there playing it fair and square and, you know, get beat up a little bit and now they're out of a job because of it. That ain't right.
To be clear, you do believe that the sign stealing affected the results of the 2017 ALCS against the Astros?
Yeah, it affected the whole season, you know, from what the report stated. You know, they cheating in 17 and 18, it affected a lot of games. No matter what anybody says, that impacted the game. Going in there knowing what's coming, you know, that's more people on base, you know, you're getting more walks, you're getting more hits, you're comes to the plate with more opportunities with guys on base, you know, so it definitely impacted the results of that series. And, you know, they can say that we didn't score runs, we didn't do this and that, but it affected the game big time.
Aaron, you very rarely hear players criticize other players in public. We've seen the last couple of weeks. Why is this different for the brotherhood of players who normally don't speak out against each other the way we've seen recently?
It's tough to say. I can't really speak on other players, you know, how they feel about it. But from what I've been hearing, man, I think the biggest thing is just how it's all been handled. You know, is if I have a bad game and I mess up, you know, I'm going to stand in front of the mic and say, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up, I did this and that, and it's on me, you know. And, you know, not to really hear that, you know, from some of the players, I think, you know, bothered, you know, the baseball community, bothered a lot of guys who were, like you said, they're people lost jobs, people lost money, people lost a lot of things important to them. And, you know, it's really not seem like it's any remorse, I guess, is what, you know, a lot of people were upset about. And yeah, I guess that's it.
Todd, when you talk about not being a fan of the punishment for a player, what would you like to see? Or what do you think should have been done for the player?
You're asking the wrong guy. You know, I really don't know. You know, I wasn't, like you said, when it comes down to a player-driven scheme, you know, I feel like the players involved, you know, need to be, you know, punished. And, you know, like if I go out there and, you know, I cheat the game, I'm like, if, I think Darvish was the one that said, you know, if you're playing in the Olympics and you win a gold medal and you come find out you cheated, you don't get to keep that medal. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, not getting paid enough to make those decisions on what we need to do with that.
Pete, Labor was pretty adamant about feeling like the Astros cheating 100 in 2019. Just wondering if you felt similar.
Yeah, it's tough to think that, you know, it didn't continue. You know, I don't know all the facts. Nobody knows all the facts, to be honest. To think that they cheated and won it all in 17, to think that they just clear-cut stopped the next, you know, 19 or 18, it's tough for me to say that. But, you know, we'll never really know, to be honest. And, you know, I don't think so.
Kenny, all the way to the back.
Actually, man, two quick ones. You mentioned Darvish and the stripping of gold medals. Sort of clarify, do you think the Astros should be stripped of their 2017 championship?
I just don't think it holds any value. With you know, you cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned the way of, you know, playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that, you know, we're competing, we're competitors. And the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out in the line, and, you know, whoever's the better player, better person, you know, comes out on top, you know. And, you know, you just lay it out there, and, you know, to know that another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against, that I just don't feel like that's earned, or, you know, yeah, it's not earned.
And second of all, as you know, your social media is monitored very closely, and there are reports that when the Manfred report came out, you deleted a tweet congratulating Altuve back in 17. Is that accurate? Did you delete that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I took it down like right when I think the story broke out, right when I think Mike Fiers came out and talked with Athletic and stated that, you know, this is what was going on in 17, you know. And once I heard that, you know, it's just sick to my stomach, you know, just to find out, you know, I had a lot of respect, you know, for those guys and, you know, what they did, and, you know, especially, you know, what they did for the city of Houston and that whole organization and a team that was in last place and drafted right, got the right players in there, and, you know, eventually, you know, got to the World Series. You know, I had a lot of respect for them, you know, the way they played, what they did, and then to find out that, you know, it wasn't earned, they cheated. You know, that didn't sit well with me, and I just didn't feel like the post the post that I did really, you know, meant the same anymore.
Who else? Sweeney to the left and Bruce.
Aaron, part of the reason that those players escaped punishment was because the union protects those players too. Do you think there is an issue within the union when that happens?
That's the thing, is we got the greatest union in the world. You know, it's what we're blessed and, you know, great to have that, you know, so it's I don't really know if there's a problem with the union, but you know, that's something that, you know, we'll have some meetings, we'll discuss some things coming up, but I really don't have an answer for you right now on that, to be honest. I don't really want to make something up right here.
Bruce.
Aaron, how driven are you now to win it all? Does this create even a larger burning drive, burning hunger in your part?
Yeah, definitely. That's why right in November, like, I didn't take too much time off, you know, going into the season, just because I was pretty fired up to get back out there. And every year that you keep getting closer, and 17, one game away, you know, and 18, you know, getting knocked out in the DS, and then this past year getting knocked out in the CS, you know, after, you know, a DJ LeMahieu homer, and right when he hit that, I was sitting on deck like, we're winning it all, you know what I'm saying? And then the next inning, you know, come up short like that with the homer, it was pretty tough. You know, I was thinking about that for quite a while. I was thinking about how I felt in that clubhouse, you know, after, you know, that last out. And that kind of what drove me this past offseason will continue to drive me. You know, I don't want to have that feeling again. You know, I don't want to, you know, have that emptiness, that, you know, disappointment, that failure, you know. So, yeah, I'm pretty driven. This whole team's driven. That's why I was excited to get into camp early, excited to see the guys. And, you know, that's why I was pretty happy when I went across the minor league side and saw how many guys were here early, you know, getting their work in, how many guys showed up early, you know. And just walking around here the past couple of days, seeing everybody, and there's a different level of focus, I think, this year, you know, and that comes with experience. You know, the past couple of years, you know, making as far as we did, you know, these boys are ready, and we gotta go out there and finish it this year.
James to the left.
Aaron, you know, like, the clock makes it, like, MLB, you know, expanding replay in 2014 kind of opened Pandora's box for this, you know, like, adding those replay review rooms right here at the dugout. Like, were the rules, like, on, like, not using the room for, like, signs to them sufficiently clear to you guys? Just in general, do you think those were conveyed by the league to you guys? Would you even welcome, like, you know, restricting that room during games?
As far as restricting it, I'm not a fan of that at all. You know, I can voice my opinion about that, you know, because that's, for me, that's part of the game. You know, when I go up there and I have an at-bat, and, you know, I kind of want to see what's going on. I mean, I'm a student of the game. You know, I want to continue to, you know, check my at-bat. You know, this is what I was feeling. What did it look like? Where was that pitch? You know, stuff like that, you know. So I don't think there should be any restrictions on that. I don't care if they put, you know, 10 people down there, you know, watching us, making sure, you know, everything that's going on down there is right. You know, I don't care if a guy's over my shoulder watching me, you know, look at swings. But what was the first part of your question?
Do you think the league, like, made, like, not using that room for sign stealing purposes, like, clear enough to you guys? Because they have added memos throughout the years trying to clarify, be as specific as possible, if not using that for that in-game transmitting information
electronically. Yeah, I've heard it loud and clear. I've seen the memos. I think they did a good job with that. You know, we just use it to, you know, watch some replays of our swings and see what's going on there for me, or even on defense. You know, I'd like to check, you know, where guys were playing, where I was playing on defense, why didn't I get to that ball? You know, I should have done this, should have done that, you know. So, yeah, I think it was stated pretty clearly.
Take a few more. Jack?
Aaron, I know I'm kind of trying to ask you to predict the future here, but if the Astros did something like this in everyday life, somebody stole a job or a big deal from you, those relationships would almost be irreparable. There's a lot of venom that has come out of the mouths of a lot of players towards the Astros. But you've also said, let's focus on 2020. Does this ever subside, or is this something that's always going to be there every time you see an Astro, every time you play the Astros, every time they're on TV?
Yeah, I could sit up here and lie to you and say that, you know, I forget about it and move on. But it's always going to be in the back of your head a little bit. You know, you're always going to think about it. And you're always going to have that, you know, kind of bad taste in your mouth, you know, thinking about it and hearing about it. But at some point, we're going to move on, and we're going to move forward and continue to, you know, grow this game. You know, that's what I care about, is growing this game. And that's why, you know, the more we talk about it, the more we drag it out, the more I'm going to keep turning on ESPN or whatever and, you know, seeing, you know, sign stealing stuff and cheating in baseball, you know. So you know, the quicker we can, you know, get the fast, get everything out there and get rolling, I think would be the better for the game. That's all I really care about.
We're not going to get to everybody, obviously. Take a couple of days.
Aaron, Brett Gardner just said that he, you know, if he had a message for the people in your room, it would be to say that, you know, we have to kind of eat past this and kind of focus on what the job is we have to do. What do you think it's going to take for you guys to kind of move past it and focus ahead and also maybe just kind of the sport at large, because it seems like we're a long way away from kind of getting all this stuff out of the sports system and kind of moving on from it?
Yeah, as a sport, it's tough to kind of move on because I feel like every single time I turn on the news now, something new comes out, you know, a new tattoo gate or a new this and that or a new, you know, apologies and we don't like the apologies, stuff like that. It just kind of keeps going on, you know. I think, it's tough to say as a game when we're all going to move on, you know, because I feel like, because like I said, it affected more than just us in this room, you know. It affected the whole game, the fan base, the integrity of the game. And it's going to take a while, I think, for people to get over that, you know. So I really don't have a true answer on when the game's going to get over with, because, as you know, wherever they go, they're gonna hear it, you know. And even away from the field, you know, and it's going to be tough for them, you know. That's the thing, is we're all role models no matter what, you know. And, you know, we got to make the right decisions, you know, because we got kids watching us, we got other peers watching us, watching every single move we make. And if you try to cheat the rules or do something wrong, man, it's going to come out eventually. You know, it always does. The truth always comes out, you know. So that's one message I had, you know. It's all the kids out there, just always do the right thing no matter what, even if it, you know, means that, like, if you're trying out for a team, you know, play fair. You know, if you don't make the team, hey, know you got to get better, know you got to, you know, make the right moves. But it's tough to say when everyone's going to move on from this. But I think I think just everyone talking about it and getting off their chest is probably the biggest thing. You know, guys talking about it, getting their frustration out of the way is a start, you know, and all you can do is just go from there, I guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.